And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Corey Shemaid is in to talk about the upcoming Sitka High College Fair. That's coming up on Thursday. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Sitka High Gym. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, so there's going to be a really big college fair happening in Sitka on Thursday, one of the biggest you've had in a long time. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
That's right. We have about 50 representatives coming to Sitka to share information about their schools.
50. That's more than usual, isn't it?
We haven't had 50 in about 4 or 5 years.
What do you think's going on that more schools are coming here?
Well, I think there's two things. I think the budgets have grown a little bit for travel. And I think the second thing is that the Alaska Circuit is, word is spreading that it's a really great one to do. They will start in Ketchikan, go to Sitka, Juneau, and then head up north to Kenai, Anchorage, Fairbanks. So it's a really good way for them to travel around and contact a lot of students.
So colleges and universities, career technical schools, they all start planning this, and so do you, well in advance, right?
That's right. By May, I've got dates as to when it's going to happen. And over the summer, I get registration out to all the schools, and they start sending them back. Typically, when I start school in the fall, I already have a list of 80% of the schools that are coming.
Can we talk a little bit about the schools that will be represented this
week? Of course, yeah, this is the exciting part.
What are you really excited about?
Well, we have schools that we've never had come before. And then we also have the schools that we see every year. And for students, we do have students that follow particular schools, and they're excited about seeing the same ones and kind of planning their career around some of these schools.
So all of the Alaska schools will be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually there are a lot of schools from the West Coast, right?
West Coast has always been pretty strong. Yep.
And then there's NYU, which is new. And is that the farthest east?
That's the farthest east we have this year. Yep, and they are new.
So tell us about the different kinds of schools who will be represented here.
So we have the small private schools. We have some of the smaller state schools. And we have some of the big state schools.
What's it mean for kids to have colleges and universities visit Sitka, their town?
Well, especially for Sitka, we have a lot of students who would not be able to do the typical college visits that you might get to do in the lower 48. So for a student to look at our list and say, okay, I'm interested in Gonzaga, I'm interested in NYU, and I'm interested in St. Martin's University, they can go up, shake hands with the Alaska rep, who will actually be reading their application, introduce himself and say, hey, you're one of my top three. That's a really big deal. And the reps remember our students. They take their names. A lot of times they will contact them later on to see if they've applied, and it's a great opportunity.
What a meaningful experience for the students.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed over the years whether having an actual college fair influences students in their choices or influence the direction they take post high school?
You know, I think it does. I am told by parents and by students that it made a difference for them to be able to talk to the reps and ask them, what are you looking for in a student? Myself and the other counselor, Ben Cordero, we go into classrooms and talk to students about, here's why you should take rigorous classes, and here's why, you know, working every day, working hard is important for if you're looking to go to college. We can say that, but when they walk up to a school and the school says, hey, we're looking at your transcript, we want to know that you've taken some of the most rigorous classes that your school offers, all of a sudden that clicks to them. Mm-hmm. And that's important all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I enjoy putting all the work into this, because they're sending a message for us helping them.
See all those light bulbs go off in students' heads.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot happening on Thursday for parents as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the students at Mount Edgecombe, students at Sitka High, students at Pacific are all coming over. They've, you know, we've got that planned. But we also want to make sure that parents know we want you to come as well. We want you to come and talk to the schools. If your high school student will allow you to walk around with them, we invite you to do that, because it does turn into a decision that parents are going to be a part of. So we invite parents to go ahead and visit between 10 and 3. One of the really great opportunities is we have the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Ed, and they are the folks that have all the information on loans. They can help answer questions about, oh, if you've got this particular major, here's something you should consider. They can talk to you about how to pay for everything. And that's the part that students don't seem to be quite as interested in, that particular arena yet. The parents certainly are.
So you can speak to an actual human being face-to-face about what is an often a very intimidating process.
Oh, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the vocational education component to this as well.
Yeah. Yep. We encourage career tech reps to come. So we've got schools like UTI coming that will be able to talk to students about careers that they offer. We have AvTech, Alaska Job Corps, these types of places where students who actually don't want to look into a classic 2-year or 4-year degree, but some of these certificate programs are really, really amazing. And, you know, even our Alaska, University of Alaska Southeast, and the other University of Alaska schools, they have programs that sometimes are 1-year certificate programs where they can come out with skills to go right out into the job force with more education.
I bet that's really validating for students who are not interested in that purely academic track.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So any parting thoughts for students and for parents?
Come and see the excitement. The gym at Sitka High School is transformed into this amazing, buzzing school spirit. There's banners all over the place. It's really exciting.
So lots of school colors, lots of mascot, memorabilia-related things, and lots of really excited students about to embark on the next phase.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Thursday at the Sitka High Library, open to students, open to parents, anyone who is interested in exploring university, college, or voc ed options.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in, Corey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Corey Shimeda. She's talking about Sitka High College Fair, and that is coming up this week. It's the biggest in a long time.